Welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast. This is your host, Jimmy Kim, aka MC, the kind intelligent man. That's right, MC Kim in the house today. What is going on? Happy holidays to ya. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All that good stuff. This is it. This is the last episode of the year. Man, it's been a wild ride. If you had asked me in the beginning of this year, beginning of 2018, whether I would have had a podcast, I don't know. I could tell you, like, I definitely wouldn't have. And I want to have this, you know, had so much support to do this. There were so many ups and downs. But you know what? Enough about me, because this is really about you. You, the listeners. You guys are the ones that have kept me going and doing this. I have wanted to quit and pull my hair out because it didn't work for me in the beginning. You know, I think if I can compare this to our training, our fitness training, you go through so many ups and downs, right? When I first started this podcast out, I was riding this big high, and I just let myself get too ahead of myself, and instead of enjoying the journey. And now I'm here. I've done it. I've kept going. You know, something that maybe, you know, there's something that not a lot of you know, which is when I first started this podcast project, I only committed to doing 12 episodes. I had no idea what was going to come after the 12 episodes, but you know, I committed to 12. Why 12? Because, you know, I believe in 12-week programs. I believe that you should commit to doing work for 12 weeks, exercising, eating right, eating a certain way for 12 weeks before you call something quit. So I guess something with the number 12, I thought, okay, I'm going to commit to doing 12 episodes, and here we are. Here we are in December, and I'm on episode 33. Episode 33, and this is the final episode of 2018, and you know what? I'm still here. I'm still grinding away, and it's because of you. You, the listeners, I get amazing feedback from you. Thank you so much. And that's what today's episode's all about. It's about you. So throughout the last 6 months, I have been answering, you know, questions from listeners here and there. And I can't go into 2019 without answering the final few questions that I have here. I can't leave anybody behind. So that's what we're going to do today. I got four big questions from four of my listeners here, and I'm ready to answer them. So I hope you're ready. So sit back, put your earbuds in, get comfy for that car ride, because here we go. Four questions. Ready? So question number one comes from Mary. Mary with two R's. I've never seen that before. But what's up, Mary? How are you doing? Thanks for submitting this question. And the question is, are you supposed to exercise with an empty stomach for the best results to lose weight? And Mary, this is my answer. It doesn't matter whether you're on a full stomach, empty stomach. A calorie is a calorie is a calorie, right? So that means that whether you're going to eat before you work out or eat in the morning or eat after you work out, that calorie counts for something, right? If you've been listening to the show, you know 3,500 calories equals 1 pound. You can't beat that. That's just science. 3,500 calories equal 1 pound. So don't worry about whether you need to eat before or eat after, or you need to be on an empty stomach, just go and work out. That is the best advice I can give you. The second best advice I can give you for this question is you need to find your own rhythm. So some people work out best when they have a snack, 45 minutes, an hour beforehand, just a little something to get them going. Some people, they prefer not having anything in their system because it feels like they weigh themselves down. So you gotta go and you gotta try it out for yourself. Try a little bit. You gotta go and see what works best for you. So try a week where you try to have a little bit of a snack and see if that works out best for you, whether you still have the energy. And try a week when you don't have a snack and see if you feel a little bit sluggish. Check what your energy levels are. Don't worry about whether you need to be on an empty stomach or not. Honestly, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, the only difference that's going to make is that you put in the work, you put in the time, and that you meet your calorie, goals. Okay? Thanks, Mary. Question number two comes from Jason. What's going on, Jason? Thanks so much for this question. And his question is, I've been working out for 4 weeks and I've gained 2 pounds. What happened? Why have I not lost any weight? I'm so frustrated. There was another F word behind before frustrated, but I'm gonna cut that out, but I think you can guess what that word is. First off, Jason, it's amazing that you've kept up with the program for 4 weeks. I'm real proud of you. I hope you keep this up. You know, to get through a 30-day program, to get through 4 weeks of consistent work, that is a huge accomplishment itself. So number one, celebrate that win. Celebrate the fact that you made it through 4 weeks of hard work, that you dedicated yourself to a new habit. And number two, don't forget that you did not gain that weight in 4 weeks. So you can't expect to lose that weight in 4 weeks. Quick change is not going to happen. You're in it for the long haul. So remember that. So remember that you're in it for the long haul. This is something that you're going to do for the rest of your life, not for the next 4, 8, 12 weeks. This is something that you can do forever. So your weight's going to fluctuate. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. But to answer your question, there could be two reasons for this weight gain, which is you have most likely built muscle. Now, contrary to these myths out there, fat does not turn into muscle, and muscle does not turn into fat. Muscle is muscle, fat is fat, okay? So depending on what you've been doing with your diet, whether you've depleted some of your calories, you may not have lost any weight yet. You may be still in the period of time where your body is adjusting to this new regimen, where you're working out a little bit more, where you're eating a little bit less, and it's going to take time. So you haven't lost any weight, but most likely you have gained some muscle, and that's where the 2 pound increase has happened. Because in 4 weeks, if you've been working out pretty regularly, you will have built some muscle, trust me. So that's another win for you, okay? And I want you to think back to the last couple days or the last week of your own diet. Have you had a little bit more water than usual? Have you had, just before you weighed in, maybe a couple days before, was your food a little bit more salty? Did you have a little bit more to drink? It is the holiday season, right? So it is possible that if you have done any of those things, or if you had a little bit of excess of alcohol or some salty foods, your body will have retained more water and caused what is called bloating. And when you have stepped on the scale on the day that you decided to hit me up here, your weight would have fluctuated a little bit. Okay? So to recap, Jason, one, congratulations on your 4 week journey here, okay? That's great. Keep it up. Do not be discouraged by the number on the scale, right? Because you're not doing it for the number on the scale. You are doing it for yourself. Number two, you have gained muscle. Okay, if you've been working out for 4 weeks, guaranteed you've gained muscle. And number three, take a look at your food. Okay, your food over the last couple of days. Have you drank a little bit more? Have you eaten a little bit more? Take a look at it. Take that self-assessment. But at the end of the day, keep up the work. Thank you so much, Jason. And question number three comes from Radha. Radha, what's going on? And Radha asks, I work out in between meetings at work, and I only have 15 to 20 minutes to squeeze something in. I want to lose weight, and I usually opt to go on a treadmill during this time. Is this the right activity for me? And Rod, I know you asked this question a little while ago. I'm so sorry, but I'm answering now. I hope you're still grinding away at it, okay? If your goal is to lose weight and you only have 15 to 20 minutes, I wouldn't say that. I would opt to do some sort of strength training, whether that's some sort of body weight program, whether that's some sort of HIIT program, or whether that is some sort of weight training program. I know 15 to 20 minutes doesn't seem long, and maybe you feel like you get more of a sweat on a treadmill, on an elliptical, on a rower, but you will burn more calories in that short period of time doing some sort of strength training program. Why? Because you're using bigger muscles. You're always using bigger muscles and multiple muscles to get things going. So your chest, your legs, your back, those are big muscles. And if you can work those, your body's working harder, you're working harder, you're gonna burn more calories, and you're gonna lose more weight. And a lot of people don't think strength training is a weight loss workout, but it is. And if you really think about it, strength training, weight training, that is the OG. That is the original interval training. Because you should be working to your max. You should be pushing that weight to your max ability, whether it's reps or whether it's the poundage. And then what happens? You're out of breath. You're working hard, right? No different than a hit training. And then you take a small break, and then you go at it again, right? Don't tell me that you're not pushing weights and then you're not doing push-ups to the point where you're out of breath and when your heart is pounding. Because if you are, you're doing it the right way. And if you're not, then you got to work a little bit harder. So I would stick to some sort of strength training program, any strength training program. But I'll also say this, okay? If you enjoy running on the treadmill, then run on the treadmill. If you don't like pushing weights, if you don't like doing calisthenics, don't do it. Don't do it unless you're going to like doing, or you can mix it in once in a while. Because if you enjoy running on the treadmill, you're going to do it more often, which in the long run of things, will help you out. The only other thing that I would add, if you are going to stick to the treadmill, you want to vary your workouts. You want to vary your workouts. So if I do a cardio program, this is what I recommend. Let's say I can only get to do it three times a week. And I'll use a Monday, Wednesday, Friday split. On Monday, I'll do an interval. So I'll do like either a 1 minute run, 1 minute walk, 1 minute run, 1 minute walk. And I'll do anywhere between 5 to 10 rounds, depending how much time I got. On Wednesday, I'll work sprints or I'll work hills. So that means I'm going for short durations of time, really heavy, really hard, really fast, okay? Or really hilly for like 10 to 30 seconds. And I'll take a 1 minute kind of cool down, either jog or a walk. And then I'll go really hard again for 30 seconds. And again, I'll either do anywhere between 5 to 10 rounds, depending how much time I have. But you know, this one could be a little bit shorter. This is the one that you could do when you only have like 10, 15 minutes, because you should be going Usain Bolt like fast for that time period, okay? Your version of Usain Bolt. You should be pushing that pace. And believe it or not, that is super tiring. And then on Friday, what I would do is I would take a nice long run. So I'll set that setting on either like a random setting, or I'll set it on a small hill setting, and I'll just let it go 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever I can muster. So try that split out. So that way you're varying your muscles, especially that big one, the most important one, our heart. Our heart is working and it's being surprised three times a week. Okay? Thanks, Rada. And the very last question of 2018, and then that's it. I've cleaned out my closet here, okay? And this question comes from Rufus. Rufus, what's up, Rufus? What's going on? And Rufus asks, what are the best ways to reduce and eliminate belly fat and abdominal fat? And Rufus, thank you so much for that question. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, okay? But what you're looking for is something called spot training. And spot training does not exist. Okay? We can't target certain parts of our body. And this is so popular with people. And I believe spot training, this idea that we can target certain areas, is really popular because we want to believe that it actually exists, but it doesn't. Okay? And Rufus, what I believe that you're really asking, from the heart of it, and the real like deep into that question. I know we're talking about abs and stomach there. But what I think it is you want to lose weight, and really all you see in the mirror and all you see in your clothes is you see yourself and you see your belly. and you see that maybe your belly hangs over your pants, and you're not feeling that. You don't feel confident in your clothes. You don't feel confident in yourself. But you got to know this, Rufus. You got to know that you got to put in the time. You got to put in the effort to get the results that you're looking for. And if I can tie this question in with Radha's question, if you're short on time and if you're not sure where to start on your journey, you got to do strength training. You got to pick up a kettlebell. You got to pick up some weights. You got to do some push-ups. That is your best way to lose weight in your belly. Now, maybe you don't start losing weight in your belly. Maybe you start losing weight in your face first. Or maybe you start losing your weight in your arms first. But that's okay. You keep going. You keep pushing. Because eventually, you will start losing weight in your abdomen. But Rufus, another maybe thing that will help you out in your thinking of this is that generally, when males work out, when we work out, we generally start losing weight in our abdomen region first. Why? Because we actually, as males, we start gaining weight in our trunk, in our abdomen region. Can't pronounce that word today. Abdomen region first. So the basic theory, the basic premise is that we lose weight first in the first place that we gain weight. Okay? So for males, that's usually in our stomach region. I'm gonna stop saying abdomen. In the stomach region. And for women, it's usually in our rears and our butts, in our legs. Those are the first areas that most women will eventually start losing weight. And that is the common theory. We lose weight in the first place that we gain. Don't worry about the abs yet, okay? Get in the work, put in the time, strength training. Strength training is your number one friend right now, okay? Holla at me if you got more questions. So that's it, everybody. That's a wrap for 2018. Thanks so much for listening to the Remix My Fitness podcast. Thanks for listening to me. I really feel like we grew together. If it wasn't for your emails, your DMs, your on Instagram, on Facebook, I honestly wouldn't still be doing this. So I really appreciate it. Hey, the love and the support, man, it oozes. It oozes out of my phone. It oozes out of my laptop. You know, I really, really do appreciate getting those. So if you want to get, if you want to hit me up, if you want to send me some love, you could do that at jimmy@remixmyfitness.com. Or you can hit me up on social, on IG @remixmyfitness, on Facebook @remixmyfitness. I am there. You can find me. And I hope you do. I hope you go out there and you find me, because I would really love to hear from you. If you have some questions, if you want to say that you love the show, or if you want to hear a certain guest or me talk about a certain topic, hit me up. So, this is it for 2018, but we are going to come back strong. Season 2 of the Remix My Fitness podcast. I can't wait. I can't wait to get this going. I've been working hard to get this to get this popping here, to get everyone's year started right. And not just started right for the year, but for the entire year. Okay? I've been racking my brain, trying to figure out what I could offer you, how I can help you to be the best version of yourself. And I got it. So we are going to start. Can you take a guess? Can you take a guess when we might start? We are going to start right off the bat, January the 1st, the first episode of Season 2 of the Remix My Fitness podcast. That's when it's coming out. And for this episode, I got something special here. So if you don't know where to start in your fitness journey, if you don't know what kind of exercises to put together to lose weight, to get strong, then you got to check out that episode on January the 1st. I will set you off right. And for the other 51 weeks after that, we're going to keep it strong. Okay? So for the last time, 2018, go out, set some goals, challenge yourself, eat that food, eat that good food. Mama's cooking. I know I will. Go out, be a little bit merry for the year, and have some fun. Until next time, peace.